Welcome to the Rise Up Mentor Podcast. My name is Derek, and here it's all about personal growth and positive change. I share my experience, knowledge, concepts, and methods, and also tap into the wisdom of other incredible mentors, motivators, and visionaries. My aim is to give you tools and inspiration to find your spark, succeed, and to joyfully live out your purpose each day. Every day is a chance for progress. Every day is another opportunity to rise up.
Developing self-awareness involves understanding yourself better, comprehending your strengths, weaknesses, emotions, and behaviors. It's like having a clear picture of who you are as a person. Emotional intelligence, on the other hand, is about recognizing and handling emotions effectively, both your own and others, in different situations. Self-awareness comes with numerous advantages. It aids in making improved decisions, grasping how others see you, and handling stress more effectively. When you know your strengths, it's easier to concentrate on them, and identifying weaknesses allows you to work on improving them. Emotional intelligence also brings plenty of benefits. It enables you to smoothly navigate social situations, comprehend others' feelings, and manage conflicts calmly. It's a crucial skill for building robust relationships and nurturing empathy. Possessing good self-awareness and emotional intelligence can significantly enhance our lives. It assists in managing emotions more effectively, making considerate choices, and adapting to various circumstances. Understanding yourself leads to heightened self-confidence, improved communication, and better problem-solving abilities. To boost self-awareness, start by reflecting regularly on your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Consider others' feedback to gain different perspectives about yourself. Practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation to connect with your thoughts and emotions. For emotional intelligence, practice active listening, empathizing with others' feelings, and understanding their viewpoints. Learn stress management techniques and accurately recognize and name your emotions. Improve self-awareness and emotional intelligence through learning experiences. Engage in activities that challenge your viewpoints and take you out of your comfort zone. Reading books or enrolling in courses on emotional intelligence can also be helpful.
That's all for this episode. If you haven't already done so, please take just a couple minutes to leave a positive review, as it helps the ranking of the podcast and helps those searching for new podcasts to listen to. Also, if you hit subscribe, each time I release a new episode, you'll get notification. And lastly, check out the website at riseupmentor.com, as well as connect with me on any of the major social media platforms. Until next time, take care.